Of course, K107.1, your home for Packer football all season long. The Packers-Saints game yesterday coming down to the wire and almost came down to, once again, some poor officiating. We're joined by CheeseheadTV.com's Brian Caravu. Brian, could Packer Nation have handled, could we have withstood another game where we could have claimed at least that the refs cost us? And twice in 1 week, would we have been able to survive that?
I don't know. I don't want to imagine the world today had the Packers lost yesterday. That was absolutely incredible how the referees impacted the game, missing the call on the kickoff when apparently Darren Sproles fumbled, and the Packers didn't have the opportunity to even challenge that because it looks like the referees and the replay blew the call of a catch by Saints tight end Jimmy Graham before that. So just add it all up, absolutely unfathomable yesterday.
I'm glad because last week, my entire radio show, this FM format turned into 4 hours of sports talk in anger about that Packers lost to Seattle. We may have taken a similar route today if the Saints lost, and I would have been pretty hard on some of the Packer fans at Lambeau. I think they goaded McCarthy into that first challenge on that. I think it was Nelson catch, so I would have been hard there, so I'm glad I don't have to do that. But again, yeah, that Graham catch, I can't believe they called that, and to not have a challenge and to not realize that that was a fumble. I mean, those Boo Birds were out for a long time afterwards, and I'm thankful. I've never been more thankful to be 2-2.
Yes, absolutely. I suppose you can blame Mike McCarthy a little bit there for the first challenge of the day that was absolutely just a poor challenge.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody makes mistakes, but, I mean, that also led to the Packers not having the challenge later on the fumble on the Sproles return.
Mike McCarthy just trying to do what he can to get this team a victory. At times in these last 2 weeks, feeling a bit helpless because of the refs. But how about when you put in your backup quarterback and his only task is to hand the ball off? Graham Harrell, we've talked about him in the preseason. Is he a capable backup for Rodgers? We decided that yes, he is. He can't even give Cedric Benson a handoff. That would have put the Packers up, I think, 10 at that point. Game would have been a lot different. Instead, he trips and fumbles the snap, and Graham Harrell could have been enemy number one today, too.
Absolutely. It was just another one of those moments yesterday where you just kind of shake your head. Graham Harrell came into yesterday's game not having attempted a single pass in his entire career. Not only that, a single snap his entire career. So he gets his chance, gets his opportunity. You know, they simplify it for his first play ever by just having a handoff, and his inexperience kind of shows through by tripping over an offensive lineman and fumbling, and it really led to a 14-point swing. The Packers could have scored a touchdown. Instead, just plays later, Drew Brees throws the 80-yard touchdown pass, and quite a dramatic difference there.
Again, Graham Harrell coming in after Aaron Rodgers poked in the eye. Rodgers, of course, returned. He had a terrific day tossing the ball all over the place, including to James Jones, who is he the number one receiver on this team right now?
He might be. This is, in my estimation, could have been the best game of James Jones' career. He not only has the two touchdown passes early on that helped the Packers get an early lead, he then, as the end of the game is going on, he converts the third down, gives the Packers a first with just, you know, what was it, less than 2 minutes to go. That was an incredible catch, like it defied the laws of physics, I think. He just threw his right hand out there and grabbed the pass from Aaron Rodgers with the defensive back kind of with his back to the quarterback. Incredible day from James Jones.
For a guy who's had problems hanging on to the football as far as catching it, to make that catch was simply unbelievable. Yeah, there was a pass interference to it, but the fact that he made that catch, that's going to instill a lot of confidence with Rodgers down the road here in Jennings. He went out with a groin injury, so you never know his status. JerMichael Finley, I don't think he dropped too many balls yesterday, which I think I was blown away by as well. But the Packers getting the 28-27 victory against the New Orleans Saints. They moved to 2-2, which, again, very, very relieved at this point to be 2-2. It's been a wild first 25% of this season. It was a playoff-type atmosphere the rest of the way. Are the Packers, is anything going to be easy for this team this year? It doesn't look like it.
You know, it's not. I mean, you've seen it. Anybody, the old saying, any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody. The Packers really going to have to be at their top of their game when they have three consecutive road games now, starting this upcoming weekend at Indianapolis, followed by games against Houston and St. Louis after that. They can't take anything for granted, and it's they're going to have to work to get to the playoffs this season.
Well, I know a lot of Packer fans are going to make the trip to Indy. I'll be on that caravan down there as well. So, Packer Nation, three road games coming up. Let's make this Sunday feel a little more like a home game, if possible. Of course, we'll carry that for you on K107.1. The Packers escape at 2-2. The Vikings at 3-1 atop the division. We don't see them for a while, but my goodness, do we not want that to last much longer. Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. Thank you so much for your time. We will talk to you again on Friday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com.